countdown's going over the PA system, and it's they count backwards, and they say it's H minus 10, 9, 8, 7, you know, it goes right on down the line. And then I think they say detonate. I'm not sure, but I can't remember. But in the meantime, I'm sitting there away from the blast, and for a second or so, there's nothing. Then all of a sudden, it starts getting bright, real bright, and brighter. And I remember, and I've got these welder's goggles on, and my arm in front of it like this, and I can see my own bones.
Really?
Yeah. Several of the guys looked up, and they could see a guy right through a guy standing in front of them. The light is so bright and so hot that I really felt that it was all over as far as my vision. I said, there's no way, because I'm closing my eyes brighter and brighter and brighter with black goggles on. And I mean, I just can't take it anymore. And then the heat was horrible. Now the heat, it was like somebody with a blowtorch, I guess, and just getting closer to your back. And I thought, geez, I can't take it much more. I thought, and the Marine officer said, if one goddamn Marine moves, you'll answer to me. Now, in the meantime, the other people in the ship are running all over the place.
Yeah.
You could hear their feet, and you were saying, oh, my God, we're going to die, and oh my, you know, and all this sort of stuff.
They're saying this?
Oh, yeah, out loud. I mean, people are scurrying all over and saying, my God, we're going to die. Oh, and they've just lost control completely. And we were sitting there frozen, you know. So, but boy, you're starting to kind of go like this and figure, oh, my God, if we make it through this, it'll be a miracle. And then all of a sudden it started to tone down a little bit. And I thought, oh, my God, we made it. And the light was not as bright as it was. And we thought, geez, I guess we made it. So they said they made an announcement on the PA system of the ship that anyone with goggles could now turn around and see the shot. Mm-hmm. So I got a chance to see a little sooner than the rest of people. And so, and I turned around, Mary, and I really thought, because you'd seen shots of atomic bombs and all that and from the test site in Hiroshima, and I thought way over in the horizon I was gonna see this little white cloud coming up with the mushroom on top of it. Mm-hmm. And when I turned around, I looked straight up and all around us, and we were in that cloud, but it wasn't white. It was every cloud of the rainbow and just boiling. I mean, it's like I've written before. I said, how can anything that beautiful be so deadly? And it's just boiling like this, just boiling and just rolling and changing colors and all that. And we just stand there, I'm looking at it. I was so much in awe, I never really thought about the danger. Once that heat went away and the light, we're home free. And I'm looking around, all that, never thinking how hot all that was.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at it, and it's boiling. Oh, he said, wow, isn't that pretty? And I said, okay, everybody can take their goggles off. So now we're all standing up, and people are running all over the place still. And we thought, what are they running all over the place for? Then they announced on the PA system that the shock wave will hit in 5 seconds, 4, 3, and you can see it coming. The whole ocean is going like this toward the ship, and we're going, oh, we're thought, how stupid can it be to be broadside to that? I mean, the ship should be facing into it, and we're broadside to it. And we're saying, do they know what they're doing? You know, so far, I don't think so. So anyway, and when that hit, nobody told us about the sound. I only thought about the tidal wave. Mm-hmm. And could we survive that?